sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's kick off with the UEFA Champions League. Football's top club competition. Manchester United, Paris Saint-Germain, and Barcelona all scored their third consecutive victories Wednesday to remain unbeaten in group play. In Spain, Argentine superstar Lionel Messi scored his 100th goal in European competition when he curled a free kick over the wall in the 61st minute of Barcelona's 3-1 victory over visiting Olympiacos of Greece. With the maximum 9 points, Barca is 3 points clear of the Italian club Juventus in Group D. 2017 UEFA Champions League finalist Juventus defeated Sporting CP of Portugal 2-1. Turning to Group A, Manchester United beat another Portuguese club, Benfica, 1-0 in Lisbon on a goal by Marcus Rashford in the 64th minute. Now, it's still early in the English Premier League season, and Man U is currently in a tight race for the lead with local rival Manchester City. Man City has 22 points from 8 matches, 2 points more than Man U. In the UEFA Champions League, Man U is 3 points ahead of the Swiss club Basel, which traveled to Russia and beat CSKA Moscow 2-0. Turning to Group B, top of the table Paris Saint-Germain traveled to Belgium and scored a big 4-0 victory over Anderlecht. Mbappe, Cavani, Neymar, and Di Maria had the goals for high-powered PSG, which has a UEFA Champions League leading 12 goals in 3 matches. PSG is 3 points ahead of Bayern Munich, which beat visiting Celtic of Scotland 3-0 in Germany. Müller, Kimmich, and Hummels had the goals for Bayern. Celtic's manager is Brendan Rodgers.
We didn't defend our box well enough when the cross came in. And like I say, we can do better with those. But listen, I'd rather lose a game playing how we want to play and how we want to work, as opposed to sat in and defending for 90 minutes and still lose, if that's the case. So you need to be a realist as well. You need to respect who we're playing against. And that, of course, we want to be competitive at this level. But you also have to measure the level and the quality that you're playing against. I think the players gave absolutely everything tonight. You know, this is a really honest group of men. You know that domestically have been absolutely amazing. To qualify for this competition, like I said, is a huge ask. You know, progress for us is to be in Europe after Christmas, and that's still our aim and that's still our focus. But of course, in every game we play, we want to give our best. And like I say, there was lots of tonight where I was pleased with, but of course the nature of our goals that we concede that we can be much better with.
That's Brendan Rodgers, the manager of the Scottish football club Celtic, and he was speaking in Munich, Germany. In Group C in the UEFA Champions League, both matches ended in draws on Wednesday. The Azerbaijani club Karabag played a scoreless draw against visiting Atletico Madrid of Spain in Baku. And at Stamford Bridge in London, Chelsea lost a 2-goal lead against visiting Roma of Italy before recovering to draw 3-all when Eden Hazard headed in his second goal of the night in the 75th minute. First place Chelsea now has 7 points, 2 points ahead of Roma. Now let's go to India, where the field is now set for the quarterfinals at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup Football Tournament. There will be two quarterfinal matches on Saturday and two more on Sunday. In an all-African encounter Saturday, Mali will meet Ghana. The Malian boys finished runners-up to Nigeria at the 2015 FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Chile. The Black Starlets of Ghana, meanwhile, are two-time world champions at the Under-17 level, lifting the trophy in 1991 in Italy and again in 1995 in Ecuador. In another quarterfinal on Saturday, England will go against the United States. Now, the USA features Tim Weah, the son of George Weah, Liberian presidential candidate, and the former FIFA World, European, and African Player of the Year. Tim Weah, the younger Weah, had a hat trick earlier in the tournament for the American boys. In Sunday's matches at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup, Spain will play Iran, and Germany will face Brazil. The semifinals are scheduled for October 25th, and the FIFA Under-17 World Cup final will be played October 28th in Kolkata, India. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day, it will brighten our way. If you keep on the sunny side of life.
All right, Roy.
Let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moments be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always to keep us everyone in His care. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day, it will brighten all the way, if you keep on the sunny side of life.
In Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
In National Basketball Association news, Boston Celtics all-star forward Gordon Hayward underwent surgery Wednesday night to repair a dislocated left ankle and a broken left leg, and he's expected to miss the rest of the season. Hayward suffered the gruesome injury Tuesday night in the NBA's very first game of the season. Only about 5 minutes into the contest, Hayward collided with Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James while going for an alley-oop pass. Gordon Hayward crashed to the floor and landed awkwardly. The terrible injury overshadowed Cleveland's 102-99 victory over visiting Boston. The Celtics played the Milwaukee Bucks on Wednesday night in Boston. Before the game tipped off, Gordon Hayward addressed the fans with a video message recorded from his hospital bed.
What's up, everybody? Just wanted to say thank you to everyone who's had me in their thoughts and prayers. I'm going to be all right. Hurt me that I can't be there for the home opener. Would want nothing more than to be with my teammates and you know, walk out on that floor tonight. But I'll be supporting you guys from here and wishing you the best of luck. Kill it tonight. Thanks, guys.
Cheers and applause for the injured Gordon Hayward in Boston. Well, one night after losing Gordon Hayward, the Celtics lost to the Bucks 108-100. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored a game-high 37 points from Milwaukee, and he also grabbed 13 rebounds. With the new NBA season beginning this week, Wednesday night was a busy one in the league with 11 games. The Detroit Pistons beat the visiting Charlotte Hornets 102-90. The Pistons played their first game at their new $863 million Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. In Indianapolis, the Indiana Pacers began their season with a 140-131 win over the Brooklyn Nets. In more NBA results, the Orlando Magic beat the visiting Miami Heat 116-109. Here in Washington, my favorite NBA team, the Washington Wizards, waved their wands and beat the visiting Philadelphia 76ers 120-115. All-star guard John Wall had 28 points for the Wizards, but Wall put up the ball 28 times to get those 28 points. He took a few shots on Wednesday night. More NBA scores. The host Memphis Grizzlies beat the New Orleans Pelicans 103-91. The Atlanta Hawks scored a 117-111 road victory over the Dallas Mavericks. The Utah Jazz beat the visiting Denver Nuggets 106-96. The San Antonio Spurs opened their season at home with a 107-99 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. In the western state of Arizona, the Portland Trail Blazers trounced the host Phoenix Suns 124-76. It was Phoenix's worst ever loss in a season opener, causing Suns coach Earl Watson to say he was embarrassed by the scoreline. And in one more result, the Houston Rockets scored a 105-100 road victory over the Sacramento Kings. All-star guard James Harden, still sporting my favorite beard in basketball, had 27 points and 9 assists for the Rockets, who are now 2-0 after beating the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors on Tuesday. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's Newsmaker Interview Program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
This is The Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Voice of America.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sharif the Lion is back to take care of business. I would like to thank God, you know, he has given me another chance in life. You know, it's a blessing, you know. I'm thankful, I'm healthy again. I can't wait to get back in that ring and fight.
Sharif the Lion Bagheera will be back in the ring Saturday night when the Ugandan boxer takes on Mexico's Jose Luis Rodriguez in a 10-round non-title lightweight bout in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, the Lion Bagheera hasn't roared much in the ring. In fact, he hasn't fought in more than a year, and he's been dealing with some injuries. Sharif, how's your training been going?
Training has been really good. You know, I've been sparring with a lot of tough fighters, undefeated, a lot of different guys. I'm prepared very well to go on there and put on a great show.
Sharif Bagheera hoping to put on a great show Saturday night in Las Vegas. He'll fight the Mexican Rodriguez. Bagheera has 29 victories and one defeat with 20 knockouts. The Mexican Rodriguez, 23 wins, 9 losses, and 1 draw with 13 knockouts. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Good to be here with you.
Welcome back, Andrew. What's trending on this Thursday?
Well, it is a tale of two series in the Major League Baseball playoffs. In the National League, the Chicago Cubs were on the brink of elimination last night in a do-or-die game, and they win to keep their hopes alive. Now they have to win 3 more times starting tonight in Chicago to keep their hopes alive as repeating World Series champions. Of course, they'd love to do that after 108 years of not winning World Series. Why not win 2 in a row, right? But it's certainly the odds are stacked against them after the Los Angeles Dodgers won the first 3 games of their series. In the American League, a little bit of the opposite. The New York Yankees, who were down 2-0 in the best-of-7 series against the Houston Astros, won all 3 of their games in New York, putting the Astros up against the wall and in danger of being eliminated. That series goes back to Houston tomorrow, where the Astros have to win the next 2 games for their World Series hopes to stay alive. So some do-or-die games coming up in the next couple days for these series. By the end of the week, we may very well know who will be in the World Series. Certainly by the beginning of next week, I think hopefully the series will wrap up and we'll get into the championship matchup.
And should the Yankees and Dodgers advance, two classic teams in the World Series.
Yeah, it's kind of a throwback to old days of rivalry back when the Los Angeles Dodgers were the Brooklyn Dodgers before they moved out west. So I think a lot of fans would be looking forward to that matchup. A lot of fans would be excited to see Houston go for its first World Series ever. They've been to the World Series once before, back when they were in the National League. Now they're in the American League after they switched over a couple years ago, and they're hoping to get back there. And certainly, Yankees fans are always looking for more titles. They're never satisfied with 27. They could always add to that number, hoping to make it 28 this year.
Earlier in the show, Andrew, we heard from Gordon Hayward, the injured Boston Celtics basketball star. I understand another NBA player has suffered a serious injury.
Yeah, Jeremy Lin, the Brooklyn Nets point guard, out for the rest of the season after tearing a tendon in his knee. A video of that injury on social media shows Lin falling to the ground, grabbing his knee, seemingly in disbelief, and mouthing the words, "I'm done," several times before he just breaks down in tears and collapses on the court. It looked like he knew immediately that he had been badly injured and knew immediately that his season was over. And you could really see that. A lot of fans saying it's just heart-wrenching video to see that look on his face of disbelief. Fans, meanwhile, are in disbelief that two high-profile players have had season-ending injuries within the first 2 days of the National Basketball Association season, with Jeremy Lin and then Gordon Hayward the other night. Some fans are joking, can we go one day without having one of the league's star players being catastrophically injured? Certainly hoping that there'll be better things to come in the National Basketball Association and not seeing more of these injuries. But as you mentioned, you know, Gordon Hayward on kicking things off with that terrible injury on Tuesday night. And you mentioned earlier in the show that great tribute that Boston gave him in that video from his hospital bed. It wasn't just the fans, though, in Boston that were honoring Gordon Hayward. It was one of the greats of the game, Kobe Bryant, reaching out to offer his support. So Kobe posting a picture of Hayward on his Instagram account, and he wrote a very lengthy message of support. He said, "Be sad, be mad, be frustrated, scream, cry, sulk. When you wake up, you'll think it was just a nightmare, only to realize it's all too real. You'll be angry and wish for the day back, wish for that playback, but reality gives nothing back, and nor should you." He said, "It's going to take time to recover." He said, "Focus on the recovery process day by day. It's a long journey, but if you focus on the mini milestones, you will find beauty in the struggle. You'll be appreciative when you'll be able to stand again, walk again, run again." And he closes with this. He says, "Best of luck to you on this journey, my brother. Hashtag Mamba mentality always." Of course, Mamba is what Kobe Bryant is known as.
His nickname,
Mamba mentality. So a nice message of support from Kobe Bryant, someone who's dealt with injuries in his career. He knows what it's like. And even outside of basketball, Sonny, we're seeing support from other sports stars. J.J. Watt of the National Football League's Houston Texans broke his leg earlier this year, and he's out for the rest of his season in football. He retweeted Kobe's Instagram message and put 3 100 emojis with it as if to endorse it. And then Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots, someone who has dealt extensively with injuries as well, has had problems with his knees and his legs, offered his words of support, saying that he hopes that Gordon Hayward can fight, grow, and come back. So lots of support from not just the fans, but from fellow sports stars as well.
We wish Gordon Hayward and Jeremy Lin, if not a quick recovery, a whole recovery, Andrew.
Absolutely. Fans definitely want to see them back, and they want them to be well again.
What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, amidst all these sad stories and these unfortunate injuries, we do have a fun NBA story to talk about from Tuesday night. While Klay Thompson of the Golden State Warriors was busy on the court Tuesday night, the internet was focused on a different Klay Thompson, the one that was in the stands, the doppelganger Klay Thompson, wearing the Klay Thompson jersey. Same hairstyle, same facial hair. They look exactly the same. So this was something that the internet seized on and just ate up and loved it. Lots of fans saying they loved it, including Warriors coach Steve Kerr, perhaps the newest fan of this gentleman. He said that he thought it was the perfect metaphor for the conditioning level of the team, but he joked about that, but he said it was hilarious. Turns out that this guy is a YouTube star that goes by Big Dawes TV. He's tweeted out since then that he's a free agent and looking for an NBA team to sign him. Good luck to him on that. Yeah, and he added that Kevin Durant high-fived him while he was sitting behind the bench and called him Clay. So a pretty good night for him. He got some great attention. We'll see if he gets on an NBA team. I don't think it's likely, but at least he gets his moment in the sun.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Sonny.
And that wraps up the October 19th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Zubair. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it. Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States condemns, in the strongest possible terms, the terrorist attacks that killed over 300 people in Mogadishu. On October 14th, the streets of the Somali capital's Hodan district were jam-packed with traffic and bystanders when a truck loaded with explosives detonated, killing hundreds. Shortly thereafter, a second, smaller explosion, believed to have been part of a coordinated plot with the first attack, took place across town. This attack was the deadliest in Somalia's history. In addition to the more than 300 people killed, over 400 were injured and dozens are still unaccounted for. The two attacks targeted a public, commercial area of the capital and resulted in the death and injury of hundreds of civilians, including United States citizens, said the White House press secretary in a written statement. While Somali citizens and first responders have responded bravely and generously to the attacks, there are still critical humanitarian needs. Starting on October 17th, the United States has begun to deliver plane loads of relief supplies to Mogadishu to assist the victims and survivors. As the White House press secretary noted, the United States extends our deepest condolences and sympathy to the victims, their families, and all those who have suffered from terrorism. The United States stands with the people and government of Somalia in their commitment to defeating these groups, ensuring the security of their people, and rebuilding their country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga. Join me for Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share their ideas on the topic at hand. So, please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on The Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. This is James Brotte, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts, covering African news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.